Mercury is a potent neurotoxin that causes developmental problems in children. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency plans to announce a new rule aimed at controlling mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren got a look at a leaked copy of the plan and has this report.
According to the draft rule, EPA plans to reduce mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants in two stages. A cut of about 20% would be required by the first deadline of 2010. But the EPA would delay significant cuts of nearly 70% until 2018 or later. EPA expects utilities to be able to meet the first goal with the pollution control equipment already required for reducing other kinds of emissions. In the second phase, a new cap-and-trade program would kick in. This would allow utilities to trade amongst themselves for the right to pollute. The idea is that this would create a financial incentive to cut emissions. John Walk of the Natural Resources Defense Council said under the plan, several states could actually increase mercury pollution in the short term.
Through 2017, the state of California will experience an 841% emissions increase, Colorado a 176% increase, New Hampshire, a 241% increase. New Jersey, a 56% increase.
But coal-fired utilities say faster cuts would make it too expensive to burn coal. Scott Siegel represents several coal-fired utilities.
Attempting to regulate mercury in too tight a fashion may have the result of making our most secure and abundant domestic source of energy, that is coal, impossible to utilize, and we have to be very careful about that.
Recent studies have indicated that hundreds of thousands of children are born each year who have been exposed to too much mercury. The main ways that children are exposed are from the fish they eat and the fish their mothers eat while pregnant. EPA says most of that exposure comes from pollock, the fish that makes up most fish sticks, and from tuna. These are deep ocean species, and like 80% of all fish that Americans eat, they're usually imported. EPA spokeswoman Cynthia Bergman says the U.S. has no power to regulate foreign polluters.
The impact of reducing mercury emissions from U.S. power plants has very little impact on the mercury that's found in fish from deep ocean waters.
That's because although power plants are the biggest mercury polluters in the country, they make up only about 5% of the global pool of mercury pollution. But environmentalists and health advocates say the government is shirking its responsibility to protect children. Again, NRDC's John Walk.
This is, without a doubt, the most dangerous, dishonest, and illegal air pollution rule I have ever seen come out of the Environmental Protection Agency. Above all, because we're dealing with a neurotoxin here that inflicts children and babies.
The Bush administration's EPA ignored its own Children's Health Advisory Group by rejecting a more aggressive approach to mercury reductions. Martha Keating, a former EPA mercury expert, is now a senior scientist with the Clean Air Task Force.
If the Clean Air Act was implemented as it should be, we would get significant reductions of mercury, upwards to 90%. That's obviously not going to happen. So that, in our mind, is a rollback of what the Clean Air Act requires.
The Bush administration stresses that it's the first to even regulate mercury emissions, but environmentalists say its effort is so weak that it should be blocked by the courts. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.